Welcome to the Prophecy Club. Our topic today is what happened to me yesterday at church. The Lord spoke to my heart. Now, let me explain the situation, because very few times Prophecy Club brings you good news, but I think I've got some good news for you today, and it starts with a little bit of good news that I got. Okay, so first of all, so yesterday Leslie had her graduation for her level one and level two School of the Prophets. And as I told her when I got home later that evening, I said, I have another compliment for you. I said, you know, I'm amazed at what you have done with these School of the Prophets, level one, level two, and now she's coming out with a level three. I said, you know, I'm the guy for 13 years taught a public speaking course. And I said, and what you've done is basically how to teach people to be ministers. She said, that's my heart. And I said, you know, I've seen so much growth in these people, and every one of them stepped up to get their certificates yesterday with tears in their eyes. They didn't have to get on their knees to receive their certificates. They could sit down if they wanted to. Most of them got down on their knees. As a matter of fact, you can go watch it at prophecyclub.com. I think it's up there, and you can also watch it on the app. I was really impressed. I was impressed with the whole thing, how the people have grown. And I remember that Bishop Brooks prophesied back in about 1997 that he said, I see schools of the prophets, schools of the prophets, all across the globe, all across America. Leslie's doing School of the Prophets. Well, she didn't even, matter of fact, in 1997, I don't even think she was anointed as an in-the-office prophet yet. So he was really right on that. Now, during all of this, what we were doing, as the person comes up to get their certificate, then after Leslie presented the certificate to them, if she had a prophetic word, she would give it, or if I have a prophetic word, I would give it. And I mean, the Holy Spirit turned on in me. Now, why is that important for you? I've given over 5,000 personal prophecies, and until you have stood there with a tape recorder in your hand, recording a personal prophecy for roughly 60 to 80 people, back to back to back to back to back for 3 solid hours, and till you've done that like 10 days in a row, you can appreciate what it is to give a personal prophecy. It's very difficult, and it's the most draining thing I've ever done in my life, that and praying for people. It's totally exhausting. Anyway, I saw the Holy Spirit show up in my life like he has not showed up in a long time. Matter of fact, so long, I'd begun to think, just in my own heart, that maybe God had lifted that gift of giving personal prophecies to me. And the anointing kept touching me, and he kept speaking to me about the people. Matter of fact, I had 2 or 3 people come up afterwards and say, man, that prophecy you gave me, or that prophecy you gave someone else, that was really powerful. Now, here's what I think it felt like he spoke to my heart. He said, Stan, am I done with you? There are miracles coming. And there is a time when you're not just going to be giving personal prophecies, but I'm going to be using you for great and powerful and mighty miracles. And that includes sports stadiums and the oil, and all of those things that he's promised are still coming. Now, here's where that ties in for you. I think that this should be good news. We don't have a whole lot of good news coming our way these days, but I think I'm going to bring you some good news today. Now, yes, there's still trouble involved, but it's also some good news. Now, before I get into that, let me just say, we're still not out of the financial woods here at Prophecy Club, and we've had some people call us or email us and say, how come, you know, if it didn't cost you anything to be on the platforms, how come you need money? Well, you know, like I just had to buy a new router right behind me here, right in my office. I had to buy a new router for $400. We, in the last few weeks, had to buy a new server and new office computers. I mean, they do wear out. We do have seven staff members. One of the staff members called and actually is my son Sean called. Well, I'll just tell you the story. He said, Joe's tires are bald. Can we help her? I said, yeah, tell her to go. We'll put on new tires for her. And you say, well, that doesn't sound like a business. Well, it's not a business. It's a ministry. And sometimes it's hard to say, but my heart is a giver. I told you, the people down in Honduras, those churches, those pastors, they broke my heart. And I'm a giver. And I can't even tell you some of the giving that we do. But I don't even tell my wife, because if I were to tell her, she might even get angry at me at some of the large amounts I give. Sometimes I put us in a jam by giving. But I believe God. And every time he has come through. So, yeah, we got $16,000 in taxes. Don't ask, okay? It's a long story. Also, the amount of our insurance has doubled on our building insurance. So yes, we have expenses. We're not out of the woods. We're close to getting out of the woods. So if God has blessed you and you can help us now, it'd be a really good time. Okay. I'm going to go through this email I just answered first, and then I'm going to bring you the good news, because this kind of ties in. Got an email this morning I answered. Are you concerned these are actually just one interval resolution, or and we will be attacked when the good guys take over? And I answered, I would think that the white hat massive arrest is the internal revolution, except we have not seen one of the signs given to Leslie saying that they're about to appear. In other words, I think the massive arrests are part of the good time, part of the good things that are coming. Now, I'll explain in a minute. Next part of the question was, is the wealth transfer a result of the resolution one or two, or does it happen, I think they mean revolution, does it happen beforehand, before people riot over entitlements? I said, the prophecies seem to say that the wealth transfer is all part of the massive arrests. Next part of the question was, does it happen beforehand, before people riot over entitlements? I said, the prophecies seem to say that they're all together. In other words, the massive arrests is also part of the good news. But again, the Lord told me, remember I told you, August the 8th, 2015, Saturday night, Lord, what do I say for this sermon tomorrow morning? And I heard words, this is the time of miracles. As the judgment hits, so will my miracles. Meaning that judgment is probably the suitcase nukes. It may also include the massive new Madrid fault earthquakes. But what I think is coming is this is, as several prophecies have said, this is the last of the good news. This is the last great revival before God lets the Antichrist out of his jail. And that's the part of the good news I want to bring to you today. Not a lot of good news, but I think this is some good news. I think we have a brief time of a little bit of good news. And in that good news, there's also difficulty. In other words, as I covered the other day, here's what I think we can look for. I think you can watch for massive arrests start, and Chris Reed says, before the election. We're not talking about a few. We're talking about some 400,000 people arrested before the election, Chris Reed says. And that also will, according to the prophecies, involve the wealth transfer to the church. Remember, Shane Warren said that the government was, we want our entitlements. The government didn't have any money. The people had returned to the church for finances and safety and all of that sort of stuff. Who says that? Warren, Wunsch, Neville, Rigney, and Meeks. Then Trump returns. Groover, Taylor, Walker, Wunsch, Parnell, Dixon, and Meeks. That's 2, 4, 6, 7 different people saying Trump is going to return. A new financial system. We have five people there, Warren, Cornerstone, Reed, Biggs, and Turner, saying that we're going to get a new financial system. And Wunsch and Bennett says we're going to get a new flag. The name of the nation will be Republic of the United States. One person did say Republic of America, but probably Republic of the United States. A paper dollar will be replaced, says Warren and Coverstone. There, we're going to see a chaos. Get ready for the chaos, but also get ready for the massive revivals, brothers. And this is going to calm down around July 2025, so says Chris Reed. I do not think it's the internal revolution because there's not been any of the prophecies fulfilled concerning that. Speaking of the prophecies, 37 now. We're up to 37 prophecies saying suitcase nukes are going to hit us. And I'll say it again, if you don't have one of these, EMPShield.com, use the promo code PROPHECY, one for each car, one for your house. Hopefully, when the suitcase nukes go off, your car still starts, your computer still works. We have a 17, a meteor, tsunami, and earthquake is coming. 14 says food shortage is coming. And for that, we'll send you to josephskitchen.com. 11 say the dollar is going to fall. For that, we'll send you to prophecyclubgold.com and prophecyclubbar.com. 7 say a surprise Russian nuclear attack, but I do not think that is imminent. I don't think it's coming in 24 or 25. I'm a little skittish to say anything beyond that. Now, let's get on to the good news I wanted to bring you. Now, let me refresh your memory. I covered this the other day. 11-11-2019, Trump was getting off the helicopter. The news reporters were surrounding him. And this is what he said. I think in light of all the things going on, you know what I mean by that, the fake news, the commies of this world, all the bad things that went on is called the swamp. I caught them all. Now, what does that mean? I think it means, and I covered this a while back, I need to go back and probably dig it up again, but I believe it was November of 2017, Trump signed a document giving them authority to start arresting and filing these indictments on people. And it's been real quiet in most circles. That is until one day the prophecies that God has warned us about start coming to pass. He says, I caught them all. Let's see what happens. Nobody else could have done that but me. I caught all of this corruption that was going on and nobody else could have done about it. Done it. What's he talking about? You remember, this is just a summary. I'm going to have to move quickly now through these to make my point. So many of the prophecies have said there's enemies inside our walls. Well, we know that. Take down your country from the inside, then from the outside in. A serious event is going to happen in November, and this big event is on the scale of World War II, some large event that's equally disruptive to bring in a financial and a new government system. That's where we're heading. New financial, new government system. And Chris Reed says, before the election. At the same time, this is Shane Warren. I saw the church arise with healing in their wings. I've told you several times, God has called me to raise up an army of end time prophecy teachers and soul winners to lay hands on people and to get them saved and get them healed. I saw the church arise with healing in the wings. For this moment, I saw God prospering greatly, many acquiring things and a great transfer of wealth coming to the hands of believers. Churches became cities of refuge. Notice it didn't say run into the hills, run into the woods, okay? The body of Christ stood up like a mighty sleeping giant in the earth and began to minister. People were coming to them. Signs, wonders, and miracles were poured out all over America. I saw America being shaken as the world couldn't go to the government for help anymore. They had to go to the church. Entire cities became cities of refuge. I read for you, Brandon Biggs said he saw domes, like healing domes, where people go in there and instantly be healed. There was life, safety, and peace and presence of God in the cities. People running to the cities, revival had arrived. It was a two-sided coin. As the judgment hit, so did God's miracle revivals, as I was told. As great inflation caused an economic storm, great revival arrived. God will raise up his church. Now there's more. I talked about this, I'm going to move on, and I just covered that, so I'm going to move on. Now, I covered this the other day, so I'm just going to read just the highlighted part, since this is like the third time I've covered this the last three or four days. Barry, tell my people it's go time. What is unfolding right now is going to change the world forever. You're about to see the deconstruction of the most dark and evil regimes you've ever seen. The gold is about to be released. Access to my treasury is now being granted to those I have entrusted in this hour. Now, I know that sounds good, but you have to understand the devil is not going to go quietly into the night. The prophecies say that when this release happens, that they're going to set off suitcase nukes. One of them will be at a regional bank, destroy all the records and their backups, and a lot of people lose their money. That's part of what sends America into a financial tailspin. You can be assured it's coming through channels that will surprise you. The enemies will empty, the enemy's vaults will be empty. They're going down. Even though they continue to steal, destroy, they will surely be defeated. It is no going back from here. The nations will fall. Kingdoms shall be shaken to the core. The Kingdom Delta Force will advance the line. Now, continuing, Barry, once again, it is time for the wealth transfer to be released. It is time to pull the plug on the most corrupt system of all and those who think they control it. They're about to lose all control. I'm taking it out of their hands. It will be there today, but gone tomorrow. The day they have dreaded is now upon them. A new day is dawning. You remember, this comes from Prophet Neville Johnson out of Australia. I saw gold, silver inventions falling out of the people, cures for cancer, diabetes, Alzheimer's, asthma. These disease cures already exist, but they've not been released by the pharmaceutical companies. And apparently this shake exposure transfer is about to make that happen. Now, I've got some new material here for you in just a second, all right? 2022, Chris Reed. I saw an interest, this is important. Remember, Dimitri said, then God raises up China, Japan, and many of the nations, they go against the Russians and defeat the Russians. Well, right now, China and Japan are in bed together. And if they go to war, they're going to go to war together. And sad to say, it would be against America. That's not what these next two prophecies say. The next two prophecies say there's part of the revolution, part of the cleaning house is going to be in China. And it's not even just only America and China. Apparently, there's several nations, as Barry once was shown. I saw an internal revolution happening in China. The below-ground church is about to see above-ground results. So much of the saber-rattling when a nation is in decline or having internal turmoil, they usually try to start a war to distract off the internal domestic dissatisfaction. Not only did the Lord show me that, but he's also exactly why so much is allowed to be released from there a few years ago. It's because they were trying to keep people indoors from rioting. Now notice, in the next part here, the Chinese church rises. Both of them say that, and many nations drain the swamp, okay? That's important to notice as we go through this. Now, let's go to Carolyn Charismata Weaver. I'm not done yet. In the first vision, I saw myself go into the courts, and I was overcome with the presence of the Lord and went face down. I heard him command me to stand up, but I didn't have the strength. Then I was picked up on my feet, and I knew I was there to intercede. And I heard, what's your request? I said, for the children and the daughters of the sons, for them to be rescued, the justice to come, for vindication, for the abuse to stop. Let me say something about that. Didn't I hear on the news the other day, there's 350,000 children that have just disappeared out of thin air from the Biden administration, the people that have come across the border, 350,000, I believe was the number. Where'd they go? They went into sex trafficking, to making adrenochrome, sold around the world as slaves, sex slaves, okay? At least I think that's what J.J. Carroll would say. I was particularly praying for sex trafficking and also for the Chinese church. Oh, let me say something. I said this to Leslie the other day. I said, you know, 350,000 children? Remember, Jesus said it would be better that you have a millstone hung around your neck and cast into the ocean than to offend one of these little children. In another place, I believe it says it would be better that he were not born than to offend one of these little children. So when you got 350,000 children, they may not know God, but they're crying out for mercy. They're in pain. They're being abused terribly. We got that many people, the God of this universe is going to hear their cries. Even if they're not calling out to him, he's going to hear their cries. And apparently he's about to do something about it. I saw what looked like a clock, and I heard, all will be accomplished in due time. Then he said he was with those who were wounded and abused, but the time for full vindication had not come yet. Others must be added. His timing is perfect. I asked, was there anything I was lacking or needed? And I heard, patience. Then I saw myself fall on my face again. Then I saw the ship, the Constitution, meaning America. And I saw a big wave come over the ship. The wave completely changed our course as a nation and ran the ship into a safe harbor. Again, I believe this is brief, but I believe it's a brief good time coming. Now, not a good time for everybody, but there's some hard times too. A little bit later, I heard again, come with me, I have something I want you to do with me. I saw Yeshua as the Lion of the tribe of Judah. He was fierce looking. I saw myself beside him, sometimes like a lioness, sometimes like a little girl. It kept changing depending on what we were doing. He immediately took me to the Great Wall of China. Here it is. He said, you were once a slave, just like the slaves who built this wall, and you have forgiven. You are to roar with me now. Their vindication has come. I saw both of us roaring towards the wall. His roar, obviously, way was more powerful than mine. Was way more, I think is what she meant. I felt more like little Simba in The Lion King. But as we roared, the wall of China began to quake and crumble like a wave. That's what Chris Reed saw. Then I saw the ground begin to swell like a pregnant belly about to burst open. And I saw all these people under the ground pushing, like thousands and thousands. It was as if the ground was like a thin film. Then all of a sudden, a swell, and all of these people burst forth as if it had just given birth. Then I heard, it is the time of the underground church in China to birth forth. That's what Chris said. I saw the face of the current president of China and heard the Lord say that this was the last wave of persecution the Chinese church will face. It will be quickly over. Their time had come. He said he wasn't done showing me things yet. He went to the emperor's palace. He jumped over the outer wall. Then he began to roar. Xi Jinping and all the ruling party came out and bowed their faces towards the ground. Then the lion grabbed Xi Jinping by the scruff of his neck like cats do and shook him really hard and tossed him to the side. Then I saw the Chinese flag come down and I heard, it's time for a new flag. It's the time for the Chinese church to rise and rule. I saw a new flag that looked like the Chinese flag, but it had a golden cross across the middle. It was raised up on a flagpole. Then Yeshua said, I'm not done yet. I then saw a very large Buddha in front of the lion, and I heard, Buddha has consumed the children, and its belly is full. I saw the lion roar again, and the belly of Buddha broke open. All these children ran out into Yeshua's arms. The rest of the Buddha crumbled away. I heard again, I'm not done yet. I saw the Hindu idol Shiva, which, by the way, is the one in front of CERN. Okay, he just went up and bit its head off. Again, I heard, I'm not done yet. I saw a map of the Middle East, and I heard, brothers, put down your weapons. It's time to come home. Then I saw many men with weapons begin to make tools out of them, and I saw others link arms together. And again, I'm not done yet. I saw him walk into the EU chamber in Europe, and all the European leaders were there, men of great power around the table. But when the lion entered the room, they all just stood like statues and shook. I saw the lion put both paws on a large oval table in the middle of the room, and as he did, the entire tabletop just flipped completely over, and I heard the tables are turned on them. And again, I heard, I'm not done yet. I saw the Russian flag. I saw the sickle and the hammer come apart. The hammer pounded on the sickle until it was like a straight line, as if it turned into a measuring rod. Then Yeshua took the hammer to Lenin's tomb and pounded it to dust. Next, it hit the top of the governmental building in Moscow. At the top steeple in the middle, I saw the leaders rushing out and looking up, and I heard, "Justice has come for the church in Russia." I asked Yeshua about Africa. I'm finally getting a clue, right? I heard, "I'm not done yet." Then I saw the lion off the coast of Africa at the top, and I feel great compassion in his heart. I see an image of Heidi Baker and many of the other leaders across the Church of Africa. He takes his paw, swipes it across the water, and a tidal wave of water rushes over all of Africa, beginning at the top and moving down, but it's more like golden glory. I was concerned at first for more flooding in the natural, but as this water went over the land became lush and green and full of life. And I saw South Africa highlighted in gold. Then I saw glory lights all over Africa, and it all joined together and became one great light. Of course, I'm wondering about America and Israel, but he kept telling me, "Wait, I'm not done yet." So we end up in front of the White House, and as I stand there, it's like the whole top of the house is laid bare, and you could see everyone and everything, even down to the lowest basement. I hear, "I'm exposing everything." I see people running for cover and some afraid. But then I see Donald Trump come out, stand in front of the Lion of the Tribe of Judah. He goes down on both knees and is weeping, his face to the ground. I hear, "Rise up, my son, and rule well." I saw him in a crown and robe. Okay, that's not presidential. That's king. See, that's the same thing Henry Griever saw, king. It wasn't like he was a king, okay, but he has kingly powers. It wasn't like he was a king. It was more like his sonship authority. President Trump turned around to face the White House. I heard Yeshua tell him, "Set the captives free and bring justice." In his right hand was placed keys, and in the other, a gavel. Okay, that's part of the cleaning. That's draining the swamp, okay? But then, this was funny. Yeshua also laughed and said, "Clean house." And I saw the President Trump and all his cabinet and staff with mop buckets and gloves on. They all looked like a cleaning service, like maids. Very funny. Then the lion went to the center of the mall, and again he said, "I'm not done yet." And he began licking up the water in the pool in the middle, and he thumped his paws on the ground. And when he did, the ground began to shake and surge like an earthquake. The monuments began to shake, like everything to the foundations, and things were breaking and falling, but the structures still held. I wonder if that's the New Madrid earthquake. He again said, "I'm not done yet." And he went to the Capitol, and he walked into Congress, and I saw what looked like the spirit of Jezebel, but I saw Nancy and others in Congress. He just walked in and interrupted the session. Nancy was defiant, others standing around were scared. He just picked her up, shook her like a rag doll, and tossed her aside. Then I saw the same wave hit the U.S. Constitution and begin to flow all over the nation and destroy major strongholds across our nation. Honestly, at this point, I got so excited and felt like we were done, totally forgot about Israel until I sat down to write this. Then I heard again. I heard with a laugh, "I wasn't done yet. You forgot something." Immediately I saw standing at the Dome of Rock, that would be in Israel, the Dome of Rock, Dome of the Rock. Again I saw the lion first lick all around the base of the dome, and then I saw where he licked. He began clawing at the ground, then all of a sudden, with one paw, he lifted the entire structure of the Dome of the Rock up and placed it in a nearby land, and he said, "I'm reestablishing my kingdom here." I kept expecting to see some kind of new temple come down from heaven, but then I heard, "This is not an earthly establishment, nor anything like what you have seen before. Instead, I saw like a golden shaft of light from heaven hit the freshly dug up ground, and I saw a huge golden cross in the middle of the shaft. As it shone, people began running and flocking to it. Then I saw the Wailing Wall, and I saw the golden graffiti across it saying, Yeshua. I also asked him about the timing of the Antichrist, like the mark of the beast, etc. Of course, he didn't answer me directly, but I saw a large clock again, and I heard the enemy has been trying to push the time forward. The clock hands were at 10 till midnight. Then I saw two large hands come and hold the clock hands in place, and I heard, it's not time yet. Try it again. I heard, it's not his time yet, meaning the Antichrist. It's mine. So hopefully that's some good news. The best news is, ask Jesus into your heart. Get yourself ready, ready to minister, ready to feed people, to lay hands on people, ready to go to work because the work is about to start. In 2021, I started making bread. And long story short is I believe God showed me that wheat is God's famine food, just like it was famine food back in the 7 years of plenty, 7 years of famine, days of Pharaoh and Joseph. And I believe that that's what God has planned to feed his people. And you get it by going to josephskitchen.com. Three steps. First, you want to get a machine package. Second, you want to order 6 ingredients and watch some videos, download the recipes to be able to make the bread. josephskitchen.com. Most of your long-time storage food, emergency food, all of that, typically are talking $9,000, $10,000 to feed one person for a year. Joseph Kitchen can show you how to do it for around $1,000 a person, and your kids will actually eat it, and it's actually good for you. Here's some bread that I made. In my case, I lost weight, lowered my blood pressure, gives me more energy. I eat a morning slice in the morning, slice in the afternoon, always a slice before I go play racquetball. Go check it out, josephskitchen.com. And right now, Joseph Kitchen has a summer blowout going on. They're offering red wheat at half price. Basically, buy one pail, get one pail free. Buy one pail, get one pail free of red wheat. josephskitchen.com. If you don't want to lose your life's savings, if you have an IRA or a 401k, the thing to do is call 800-200-GOLD. 800-200-GOLD. These folks are Christians and they specialize in helping people not lose their life savings in the event of a stock market crash and things like that. Look, most of the 401ks, most of the IRAs are in paper, backed by paper, and as Lindsey Williams says, if it's in paper, it's worth the paper it's written on. You can lose it all. 1-800-200-GOLD. 800-200-GOLD. Hey, give them a call. Doesn't hurt. Doesn't cost you anything. See if they can give you some good advice. If you're out and about and all of a sudden you need gasoline, you need food, and the credit cards aren't working, they aren't taking dollars, then one of the best things to have is right here. It's a prepper bar. Each one of these is a little bit bigger than a credit card. It'll fit in your purse or your billfold, and it breaks into various pieces. So you could give them part instead of maybe more silver, more gold than you need to. Carry it right in your billfold, hold your purse. This particular one is 5 bars. You don't necessarily need to carry 5 bars with you, but you call 844-771-1776 or Prophecy Club Bar. ProphecyClubBar.com, 844-771-1776.